here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 24th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of Edith Wharton, born New York City to society family, 1862, married at the age of 23, which was considered late in those days, married Teddy Wharton, who was a sportsman, had little interest in writing or art. The two of them traveled frequently in those years, especially to Europe, and it was there she collected material for her first novel, a historical romance set in Italy, The Valley of Decision, published in 1902. She sent a copy off to Henry James, who wrote back to Edith Wharton that she should stop writing books about Europe and focus on America. He wrote to her, "There it is, round you. Don't pass it by. The immediate, the real, the ours, the yours, the novelists that it waits for. Take hold of it and keep hold and let it pull you where it will. The first-hand account is precious." And she took his advice and came out with The House of Mirth. 3 years later, Ethan Frome, The Age of Innocence. Edith Wharton, who wrote in her diary, "Life is always a tightrope or a feather bed. Give me the tightrope." California Gold Rush began on this day, 1848, when a carpenter named James Marshall took his crew to build a sawmill for a man named John Sutter along the Sacramento River. He had diverted water so he could work on the sawmill, and he looked where the water had been, and he found flecks of gold. It's the birthday of the man who wrote "Grief treads upon the heels of pleasure, married in haste, we may repent at leisure," the playwright William Congreve, born West Yorkshire, England, 1670, who gave us the comedy The Way of the World. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote the novel Grand Hotel, on which the famous movie was based, Vicky Baum, born in Vienna, 1888. And it's the birthday of the zoologist and writer Desmond Morris, born Purton, England, 1928, author of The Naked Ape. Desmond Morris, who said, "I viewed my fellow man not as a fallen angel, but as a risen ape." Here's a poem for today by Reed Whittemore, a poem entitled The Elm City. The hard, yellow, reversible wicker seats sit in my mind's warm eye, varnished, row on row in the old yellow childhood trolley at the end of the line at Cliff Street, where the conductor swings the big wooden knob on the tall control box, clangs the dishpan bell, and we wander off to tiptoe on stones and look up at bones in cases in the cold old stone and bone of the Peabody Museum, where the dinosaur and the mastodon stare us down, and the Eskimo and the Indians stare us down. In New Haven, the Elm City, I left that town long ago for war and folly. Phylogeny rolled to a stop at the old Peabody. I still hear the dishpan bell of the yellow trolley. A poem by Reed Whittemore, The Elm City, from his collection The Past, The Future, The Present, published by University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.